Now in verse 12, he says, "Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as you are. You have not injured me at all." And the American Standard Version here of 19:1 has it like this: "I beseech you, brethren, become as I am, for I also am become as ye are." In other words, Paul says, we're all on the same plane, we're all believers, and we're all in the body of Christ, and in view of that, we ought to be very polite one with another. Paul uses utmost politeness in this strong language, you see. He's being very polite. And I'd like to say today to many folk who listen to our program, and they continue to listen, you can disagree with me, and very frankly, and I wouldn't want you to let this out, I hope you won't tell anybody this, we'll keep it a secret, I could be wrong on many places. And I find out as I go along today that I'm learning new things every day about the Word of God. And I'm just a learner, and I don't claim to be any more than that. And I feel like that we ought to be polite when we disagree. Now, you can disagree with me, and I can disagree with you. And I may state my position very strongly because I have real convictions. I determined a long time ago when I was in college and a liberal professor was pulling the rug out from under me. He's about to undermine me. And I found out later on that he wasn't quite the boy that he gave out that he was. In fact, I found out he's not quite the scholar that he was impressing us with. And I found out many things about him afterward. But he almost took the rug out from under me. And I told the Lord then, I said, I want to get out of the ministry because I don't want to go into it with any reservations. And I have made many mistakes, but I've never stood in a pulpit and had a reservation about that which I was preaching. I believed it with all my heart. And you want to know something right now, friends? I'm telling you exactly what I believe about the Word of God. Some man says, you're just giving the interpretation of J. Vernon McGee. You want to know something? You're right. That's the only interpretation I know, is that. The Spirit of God has to teach me as it teach anyone else. And I have a conviction about it until I'm shown otherwise. And I want to make that very clear. And so Paul here uses utmost politeness in this very strong language.